Hello.
Remind me, is this podcast deep opinions on shallow topics or shallow opinions on deep topics?
It's everything. It's Deeply Shallow with Matt and Tara. Whether you feel deep, shallow, or just plain petty,
take a ride through life with us, Matt and Tara, as we chronicle it all.
Tell me the whole story, start from the beginning. What were you wearing?
Whether we are tackling aging, friendships, our spouses,
Hubba and Banana are the two luckiest people on earth.
For any other of life's fun, we have different takes, but one goal. Get ready to laugh, shake your head, and wonder where our mothers went wrong.
I'm a 30-year-old woman, and I am still terrified of my mother.
Get in and hold on.
It's Deeply Shallow with Matt and Tara, and listener discretion definitely advised. Hey, hey, welcome to Deeply Shallow with Matt and Tara. I am your host, Tara, along always with my co-host. He bills by the hour, but says he's not a gigolo, Mr. Matt Hanley.
Well, good afternoon.
Hello, how's it going?
Tara's going good. We always like to start our show with kind of a check-in.
Yes.
Mental health awareness check-in.
Of course.
We kind of, each show for our new listeners, we start out with rating our mental health between 0 and 10. Tara, where are you today?
You know, I'm at an 8. I'm a little bit tired today.
8's solid.
Okay, I'm actually a lot of bit tired.
Yeah.
And I'll go through this quickly. But the reason I'm tired is because, I don't know if you know this, but Peaky Blinders season 5 just came out.
See, I haven't gotten into it, but I hear the buzz about
it. It's
so
good. You have to watch it.
Okay.
It's really good. It's on Netflix. So anyway, since Hubba's been gone, I haven't had a lot of TV time, but I was all geared up this weekend to watch it. And you think I was watching Peaky Blinders season 5 this weekend?
Well, I would think so.
No. Because
why?
I'm watching Monsters, Inc. for the 4,000th time this weekend.
Well, but at least y'all have moved off Grinch.
Oh, yes.
I mean, it's...
Now that it's Christmas
time. Now that
time,
it's almost Christmas time
she's
again.
She's over the Grinch.
She's over Grinch.
Y'all, my child wants to watch the Grinch.
All the time.
Every day.
Which, it's a great movie. It's so funny.
Thank God there's another Grinch.
Yeah.
Like, now we can rotate between the cartoon Grinch and the Jim Carrey Grinch. But
yeah,
this kid loves the Grinch. But anyway, so yes, we're getting a small reprieve from the Grinch. We're on Monsters, Inc. right now.
Yeah.
But because of that, I had to stay up all night. All night long.
All night?
Yes. All night long and watch Peaky Blinders after she had fallen asleep. And so I'm running off. No sleep.
None. No sleep.
No sleep. But all I know is that all of this better pay off, and this kid better never put me in a nursing home.
Well, time will tell.
This is
time
an investment. That's what I'm hoping. But anyway, so I'm tired, but I'm feeling good. I love recording day. Matt, how are you feeling?
Tara, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm at like a 7 and falling.
Uh-oh.
Well, it's been a week. It has been a very overwhelming week.
Sure.
And so...
Well, what's going on? I mean, start from the beginning. What were you wearing?
Wait, first of all, why do you ask that? Why do you always ask it like that? You always do that. Whenever I can't even get into a story without you giving me this like demand for like
all the deets. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, I'm trying to think. To be perfectly honest, I really don't remember how it started, but
which is not surprising because everyone knows, you're a goldfish.
Yeah. You guys, I cannot remember anything.
You are Dory, short-term memory problems.
That is so true.
Turn around. Where am I?
I know. Okay. So I'm pretty sure it started when your wifey, the banana, started going on dates, because she doesn't tell anyone anything. And so obviously I'm a very nosy person. I need to know everybody's business. So when I wanted her to tell me, you know, I kind of started off saying, I want to know everything. But then, sorry, banana, but she also had the worst style before y'all got together. No fashion sense whatsoever. I love this woman, but y'all, there was a time she got into my car and she had on these sunglasses that were unacceptable. And I was like, oh, let me see your sunglasses. And she's like, okay, takes them off, hands them to me. I rolled down my window and tossed them out of the car. I was like, you're welcome. The things I do for friendship. I mean, it's out of control. She used to wear headbands with giant bows on them at 30 years old. I was like, I mean, we're from Texas. I'm about those big bows. You see B walking around, she got a big bow. Not on a 30-year-old woman.
on. If you file your own taxes, take off the headband. Unacceptable. Oh. But anyway, I'm pretty sure that's where it came from. I want to know everything about everyone, but most importantly, what were you wearing? Gotcha. So anyway, gotcha. That's the story.
Okay. Well, so anyway, so like I said, I'm probably a 7 and falling. It's been a crazy week, very overwhelming. So you heard, maybe our listeners did, maybe some of them didn't, but we had actually a pretty devastating fire here in Denison and very serious deal. Ended up losing several buildings next to my office, and actually at one point was very concerned that my office may be damaged. Fortunately, was not. But
thank God.
Do want to, recognize that there was a lot of devastation, businesses that were closed and houses that were lost. And so that was a really, really hard part. But on the positive side, our community has responded, with so much care and compassion towards all those that have lost stuff. So that's been really, really amazing. And it's great to see humanity, kind of come together for these type of things. So that's been awesome.
Absolutely.
So with that said, I'm really looking forward to recording today because I need to pick me up. I need to get
that mental health number up.
That's right. That's right. That's
all right. Well, so, let's do it. What are we talking about today?
So today, Tara, we are talking about gourding the F out of fall.
All the fall.
All the fall.
Yes.
It is finally cold. Cooler.
All right. I'm about that. Let's do it.
All right. So to get you into the fall spirit.
Okay.
I have this article that I'm going to read to you, but I'm not going to read the whole thing. And I am going to have to kind of censor this because it's a pretty, pretty explicit article, but
I'm even more interested now.
I know. But we want to be respectful. So this person, Colin Nissan, wrote this article, and I'm just going to read the first two paragraphs. We'll post it on Facebook and Instagram so people can read the whole thing themselves. But here we go. I don't know about you, but I can't wait to get my hands on some effing gourds and arrange them in a horn-shaped basket on my dining room table. That shit is going to look so seasonal. I'm about to head up to the attic right now and find that wicker, that wicker effer, dust it off, jam it with an insanely ornate assortment of shellacked vegetables. When my guests come over, it's going to be like, blammo. Check out my shellac decorative vegetables, a-holes. Guess what season is? Effing fall. There's a nip in the air, and my house is full of mutant effing squash. I may even throw some multicolored leaves into the mix, all haphazard, like a crisp breeze just blew through and effed that shit up. Then I'm going to get on with it. Then I'm going to get to work on making a beautiful effing gourd necklace for myself. People going to be like, aren't your gourds straining your neck? And I'm just going to thread another gourd onto my necklace without breaking their gaze and quietly reply, it's fall, F faces. You're either ready to reap this freaky ass harvest or you're not. And this article goes on. I mean, there's like several more paragraphs, and we'll post this so we can read it.
Oh my gosh, y'all. Okay, so just so our listeners know, Matt had sent me this article beforehand, but I didn't read it. And he asked me before we started, hey, did you look over the notes? Did you read the article? I was like, oh, I've been really busy. But I also just realized that I admitted to staying up all night watching Peaky Blinders and not preparing for this podcast. So that was quite a treat. I really enjoyed your poem.
With tears in your eyes from laughing.
Yes, that was so good.
Okay, so I think then. So.
Also, I love that you so strongly identify with this poem about fall.
It's not a poem.
Or
it's
whatever.
An article. It's not a poem.
It sounded pretty poem-esque to me. When I tell everyone about you reading it to me, I'm going to say it's a poem. Like, you guys, I went over to my family's house. We were trying to record a podcast. He would not stop reciting poetry about fall. And the crazy part is not one person will question me. Like, oh, yeah.
It's totally a style.
Oh, that's good.
Today, we are gourding the F out of fall.
I love it. I am in such a fall mood now.
So with this in mind, I think we need to go through our favorite fall activities.
Yeah, let's give them thumbs up, thumbs down, favorite fall activities.
All right. Let's start with the state fair. I think quintessential fall in Texas state fair.
All the thumbs up for me. All of them. So I saw this thing on Pinterest and it said the best things in life make you fat, drunk, or pregnant. And the fair hits 2 out of 3 of those. So
wait. I've been to the fair. There probably are some people on that third. There probably are some people. The fair is a large area and there's a lot of dark places. So there could be some pregnancy situations happening at the fair. I don't know that you can say that without complete certainty.
Okay. Well, I mean, 2 out of 3, 3 out of 3.
Yeah.
Regardless, thumbs up the fairs. On the fair.
Okay.
The food at the fair, I mean, it's worth getting fat over. It's
yes.
So good.
It is so good. And what I love now is that since the temperatures are cooler, I can enjoy a deep fried Oreo.
Sure.
40, 50, 60 degrees, I can enjoy it. But when the state fair first opens, it's normally like 95 degrees here.
Yeah, it's hot.
And I can't enjoy a deep fried Oreo in 95 degree temperatures.
I am going to eat the deep fried Oreo no matter what temperature it is, but I'm going to complain about it.
Well, you complain a lot, so that's not entirely surprising.
True, but I'm just putting it out there. I'm never turning down a fried Oreo. No way.
The other thing that is great about the fair is because it opens at like, does it open at 8? It opens fairly early in the day.
Yeah, in the morning, right.
So day drinking is completely acceptable at the fair.
Oh, well, absolutely.
Yeah. So there's your alcohol. So that's your drunk.
Fat drunk.
Fat drunk.
I mean, and you know, you have your opinions about the pregnancy thing, but I cannot think of a stronger form of birth control than going to the fair.
Well, okay. You have a point there. The fair is such a great equalizer that you see, it doesn't matter. You're going to be waiting in line with 80 people trying to get a corn dog.
Oh, yes. 100%.
And your kids are going to act like complete a-holes.
For sure.
Just like everybody else's kids are.
Absolutely.
Overstimulated. Too much sugar, probably.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Even if you're Kim Kardashian, you're waiting in line for a $20 hot dog at the Texas State Fair.
Yeah. And the prices are...
There are no VIP passes at the state fair.
Yeah, I wish there were, but you're right. There are not.
Okay, so Matt, are you thumbs up on the fair? Are you thumbs down on the fair?
I am totally thumbs up on the fair, but I will say this. I do have some conditions to which I will attend the fair.
Okay.
One is I am not going when it's super hot. So I got to wait a little bit normally into October before I go.
Sure.
The other thing is I'm not going on Texas OU weekend.
Fair. Both fair points.
I have been there on Texas OU weekend, but it is crazy.
It's packed.
Because, I mean, it pretty much doubles the attendance for that day. So it's like, and the, you know, traffic and all that. Ugh. So that's my conditions for it to be a thumbs up. Or, is that I need to go on a day when good temperature and not Texas OU weekend.
All right. So speaking of football, high school football is also super big right now in the fall. Are you thumbs up, thumbs down on high school football?
Okay. So I'm a big thumbs up on high school football.
Okay.
And let's first recognize there's two sets of people at high school football games.
Sure.
Spectators.
Okay.
There's those that are there for the social scene.
Okay.
Okay.
Weird, but actually accurate.
When you're in a small town, you know, everybody goes to the football game, I'm afraid.
Sure. Okay. I can get on board with that.
And those folks enjoy themselves. But let's talk about the real MVPs. Let's talk about the people who suffer the most at the high school football games.
Okay.
The parents who are there to support the kids involved in some part of the game. I'm talking football players, even the second string, third string guys.
Okay.
The line. What do they call them? What are the young ladies that have the like the banner things that they wave around?
Oh, I don't know if you know this, but I was captain of the cheerleading squad, so I'm not too familiar with these other
activities. I believe the banana has a photo from your high school cheerleading that we will throw up on Facebook and then throw up.
One, rude. Two, I totally regret letting you know I was captain of the cheer squad. Wow. Like, man, really, you really went hard at me there. Throw it up on Facebook and then throw up.
That was
it's fine, you guys. My mental health number just took a serious hit, but no, it's all good.
So, but I do think that, and you know, our parent listeners that are out there, they're shaking their heads. They know, like, you really have better things to do on Friday than sit there from 7 o'clock till 10, 10:30. And I know this because I did this last weekend, because the oldest, even though he's in seventh grade, played at the high school football game.
Okay. And is that usual?
It's just like a once or twice a season thing.
Okay.
But what was so painful about it is that they decide, now remember, he's in a full cast for his broken leg.
Right.
And the seventh graders are on the very top of the stands.
Of course they are.
So he's got to drag himself up there, have somebody else bring his, you know, band instrument. Anyway, it was a whole thing. But everybody except for me left early. Made me stay till the bitter end of this game, to which they got...
You mean everyone in your family?
Everyone in my family was all, oh, we got to go support, you know, the oldest in his, you know, with his trombone playing. And then by halftime, they listen to the performances and then...
They're getting the hell out of there.
They gone. So I had to endure a second half football game where they got beat by 3 touchdowns, I think. And then wait in the parking lot and then bring him home at 11 o'clock. So... Parents, I get it.
Do you think that people enjoy it more or less when it's like a big activity like homecoming or something like that?
No, actually, I don't think they do, because it just makes it that much longer.
So you think it's worse?
I don't know. I mean, the only thing that people in our community enjoy is when we go to playoffs. And
sure.
then everybody's traveling, and that's because they get to leave work early on Friday. Like, that's the only reason why they like. And no, I mean, we have a lot of support for our football team. I shouldn't say that, but seriously, you know, I mean, homecoming is a beating. And Terry, it didn't used to be this way. When I was in high school, homecoming was not what it is now.
I want to ask you a question. Were you ever homecoming king?
No, and that is a very sore subject, and I really don't want to get into it, but. I just want to say there was voter fraud. And
nothing to do with the fact that you used to wear your khaki shorts underneath your armpits. I'm sure that was voter fraud.
Well, first of all, maybe that was cool then.
That's never been cool. That's never been cool. Will never be cool.
Oh, okay. Well, Tara, did you win Homecoming Queen?
No, I didn't. But it's not because of what I was wearing. It's because I've had this mouth since I was born, and that doesn't win you a lot of popularity contests.
Well, I can see that. I can for sure see that.
So most of the women in your life, myself and the banana, have never been homecoming queen. Some of us take that a little bit better, talking about me, than the jilted queen herself.
She is very bitter.
All hail the banana.
She is very bitter about it.
Yeah, we can't even say the word queen around her.
Which is kind of a popular term now, like to say.
Yeah, yas queen, like, oh, no. That's not allowed. That's not allowed. Yas banana, yas. I mean, there's no queens going on. We've taken all the queens out of the cards around here.
No playing cards can be queen, nothing.
Y'all, if you see her in the street, don't walk up and ask her about it. One, you're going to be there for 3 hours.
Yes, it's a long story.
Because she's going to be telling you the entire story. Yeah, just avoid the topic.
Yeah, but. But okay. So back to homecoming, though, as this modern day thing has.
Sure.
Why are there so many people involved in it? I thought there used to be like 3 or 4 people that were nominated for homecoming queen, and like that was it. Then voted and whatever.
Now is the age of participant trophies. So there's got to be.
What was the word?
Okay, everyone, Matt is so excited because I stumbled on a word and I drug him on the last podcast.
Is the word you're looking for participation trophies?
Yes.
Is that what you were trying to say?
That is what I was trying to say.
Go ahead. So
in the age of participation trophies, there's got to be a queen, sweetheart, princess, duchess. I mean, they got to have it all.
But, like, is it true now that every organization in the school, like all 35 of them, have a sweetheart?
Yeah. Okay. So we got band sweetheart. We got tennis sweetheart. We FFA. Got hall monitor sweetheart. Detention sweetheart. Goth sweetheart. Writes inappropriate notes to her teacher sweetheart. We got them all. We got all the sweethearts.
That is savage. That is savage. Oh. So.
I mean, I'm just saying.
And then, but then also, back again when I was in school, I don't know about you, but like, you just kind of asked somebody. Like, it was a, hey,
Want to go to homecoming?
First of all, believe it or not, for some of you, there were no cell phones when I was in high school, so you didn't text anybody.
So you had to go up in person.
Yeah, they had the stones to go up and ask them in person. Yeah, or you could actually call them at home, like on a landline. As crazy as that is.
That's lame.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that flies now. I think you have to have a whole, I guess it's not a promposal, but you have to have a whole elaborate event, which I don't know if I've ever told you this story, but I have a younger brother.
Yes.
And he did a couple of these elaborate.
Oh, he did.
I don't even know what to call them. I'm just going to call them prom. I can't even say this word either.
Promposals.
I guess P's are not my letter. But so, you know, my younger brother, he's going to put the minimum effort into everything. And my mom has gone on record by saying that she wishes he was uglier because things are too easy for him.
Your mom said that?
Yes.
This is surprising.
He was uglier so that things didn't come so easy for him.
This is surprising.
But that being said, he did kind of step up his game and do a couple of these. And when he was in high school.
But if there is something that he does get excited about.
Oh, yeah. Women and alcohol. Count him in. He'll get out of bed in the morning. Going to class, you know, ensuring a successful future. Oh, No. But
women and alcohol.
All right. So what are we, both thumbs up on this? Yes. High school football?
I'm thumbs up. And I will go to homecoming. I do think it's a nice tradition, but it is a bit of a whip. So. But I'm a thumbs up.
All right. What do we got next?
So, Tara, are you thumbs up, thumbs down on the Oktoberfest, which I don't know if they celebrate this all over, but Texas has got a number of venues or number of cities that do Oktoberfest. How do you feel about that?
So we took B to an Oktoberfest last year and we had a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, thumbs up.
Yeah. Well, we went last weekend on a wine tour that was kind of in coordination with Oktoberfest.
Okay.
And you know how I feel about wine and day drinking.
Big thumbs up on that.
Yes, yes. So we went with about 30 other people on a bus, like a party bus.
Okay. I was about to say, you got on a bus? But yeah, party bus, I,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, that it was an effing Greyhound. No, it was a party bus. So
no offense to anybody who's ever been on a Greyhound, apparently. Okay.
So anyway, so Here's a couple of highlights from this. So from here to the venue or the two wineries is about like an hour and a half ride.
Okay.
So here's a couple of highlights for you.
Yes.
One, my buddy Donnie, who is an absolute germaphobe, so much so that on the bus ride, he's telling us he's in real estate and he was going to someone's house and like would not use their coffee mug. Like they offered him a cup of coffee. He went and got his own coffee mug out of his car or out of his truck. And then just took their coffee because he was just too afraid of the germs.
I would be so insulted if I were those people.
It would be.
Yes. Like, oh, my coffee pot is clean enough for you, but not my coffee mug.
Right. But I don't know that he's thought about that. But anyway, so a few minutes into this ride, okay? And everybody is obviously, you know, participating in the day drinking as we're riding over. Just a few minutes in, all of a sudden, I hear him say to his wife, hey, there's a bathroom at the back of the bus if you'd like to have sex in it.
Ugh. Okay, so he's not a germaphobe. He's just an asshole who doesn't want to use these people's coffee mugs. He wants all the germs.
Yes. So we go. It's hot still. This is before the cold front went through. So it's still kind of hot. We had a great time. On the way back, we had one of the, so now we're 4 or 5 hours into this day drinking extravaganza. One of the participants, who I actually did not know until this trip, on the way back, performs his full lip sync rendition.
Yes.
Of an Usher song.
Oh my gosh.
Are you familiar? I'll give you a little bit.
Give me a taste.
It's 7 o'clock. Are you familiar with the song?
I need more, Matt Hanley.
No.
Yes, I'm familiar. Yeah. I'm familiar with Nice and Slow.
Yeah, so he does an entire rendition to Nice and Slow. And the banana leans over to me and she says, this is not the first time he has done this. Because, it was perfect.
He had like professional choreography. Yes. He's spinning around, hitting the splits. Yeah, I know.
This is his party trick. Oh, this is his go-to. He was like waiting for this to show up.
So you have a whole new appreciation for Oktoberfest.
Yeah,
this
I love
point.
It. I love yeah. it. Also, at the end of this trip, it got a little desperate. On the bus on the way back, we had guys drinking White Claws.
Oh, you know, just when I thought the behavior could not get any more shameful.
Guys drinking White Claws. Did you get that picture of that Yeti I sent you that said, this is probably a White Claw?
I did. Yeah. I was just so embarrassed for you. I was going to pretend to ignore that text message. But
for the record, I do not drink White Claws. I know a lot of people who do. They're very popular, but I stay in my lane. Red wine.
Cup of wine, as we call it. All right. So thumbs up for the both of us.
Yes. Oktoberfest thumbs up for sure.
All right. Man, we really like the fall things.
We do.
We're about
it. It's because it's cooler weather.
Yeah. We're just so excited.
For sweaters, you're into cooler weather.
All right. So next up, we have the Renaissance Fair. Are you thumbs up? Are you thumbs down on the Renaissance Fair?
I mean, I'm thumbs up. And I actually have not been to one in a while, but I mean, I'm thumbs up, but it's going to be for the wrong reason. Like, I want to see the pictures of the people in the full on, you know, the full on medieval times, you know, garb and like.
So you don't necessarily want to go to the Renaissance Fair. You just want to see the photos.
I want to troll the people who are there.
Yes. Okay. I respect that.
Yeah.
I am thumbs up for the Renaissance Fair also for a very specific reason.
Yeah.
And that's because I am pro any time you can eat a turkey leg in public without anybody looking at you weird.
Yeah.
So anytime I can have a turkey leg, I'm going to be pro.
Well, and clearly it's a popular thing. I mean, medieval times, the restaurant is packed every night. Like, so clearly there's a lot of people who enjoy, you know, the Scarborough Fair and the Renaissance festivals and all that stuff. And so, I mean, yeah, I think they're good.
Yeah. I mean, cool. Thumbs up.
Yeah.
All right. The next thing, and I cannot wait to hear your opinion on these. The street fall festivals, especially in these small towns.
Fall festivals are super fun. Vendors selling whatever tchotchkes you might be interested into. And
all the tchotchkes your heart could ever desire.
All the tchotchkes. They're going to have some rubber band guns for the kids that they're going to, you know, be begging you to buy.
$29.99.
Yes.
A steal. Or two for 60.
Yeah. With two, and they give you 10 rubber bands. Like, those will be gone before you even get off the, or the airplane or the kite or whatever other stuff they want to sell. Mm. Cutting boards. I mean, they have got rocking chairs. I mean,
a dolphin figurine.
Dolphin figurines. Anything carved out of wood, you can pretty much assure they will have. Complete with, like, now they've gotten into the college, you know, the collegiate series, cutting boards and all that stuff. So, yes, there's...
Because nothing screams, I went to community college more than a UT cutting board.
Oh, I saw this meme one time. Speaking of that, I saw this meme one time that said it was related to UT or, you know, OU. It didn't really matter. Just a big state school. And it was like, you know, it was posted by someone who went to like an Austin college. And was like, I wear this shirt because I went here. You wear that shirt because you got it at Walmart.
And really, no shade at colleges.
No.
I went to a junior college.
I did too.
Years.
I had to go to summer school at my local community college because I got conditional acceptance to Austin College.
Loser.
No, they made me take three classes.
No,
I wanted
to go the cheaper route, so that's what I did. I made some of my best friends and had some of my favorite memories. We should do an episode on adventures at the junior college.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that'd be good. That'd be good.
That would be a fun one.
That's a good idea.
And then I guess the last thing that comes to mind of fall is the pumpkin patch.
Yes. Which is now a thriving enterprise.
Yes.
Because
fall is a great time to drag your family to a field to pose with a bunch of pumpkins.
Yes. But now, I mean, if you're just doing pumpkins, you're out of the game, because we went to one the other day, it was a couple of years ago. We went to one the other day that was a pumpkin patch / petting zoo / flea
corn
market.
Maze.
Corn maze. I mean, you got to offer.
Face painting.
Yes. You've got to have everything now. You've got to have everything.
Hayride.
It was behind like a hardware store. Like that, it was a lot. Hardware store slash restaurant. Yeah. Cafe.
I don't know why this reminded me, and this might be so random, but speaking of just like throwing everything into something, I went to this new doctor the other day. And this is so great. The only way I can think to describe this doctor's office was that like he has a very eccentric husband or wife who has like some kind of compulsive shopping habit, because every surface of this doctor's office was covered in some kind of air quote artwork. And so it was just like, he was like, listen, honey, you cannot hang one more thing up at this house. Just go take it to my office.
But it wasn't even, I mean, there was obviously stuff hung floor to ceiling.
Yes. But then I also sent you pictures, yeah, because I was like, I don't know if I feel super safe.
But there was also stuff lined on the floor that was like leaned back against the wall.
Yes. Every part of the wall space was covered. So stuff was resting on the floor. And it wasn't all the same kind of art. No, like it would be kind of art deco on one side.
Yeah,
it would
like
be
impressionist.
Like, yes,
yeah.
Impressionist on the other
abstract,
side. It would
yeah.
be like the little Cracker Barrel. Like, you miss 100% of the chances you don't take. There was a bunch of golf clubs on the wall. I was like, this screams crazy person all over the place.
So you were right at home.
I mean, you would think.
Yeah.
But
that's so funny.
I don't know why that reminded me of that.
Well, just the pumpkin patch where you're throwing where it's like, yes, you gotta have everything. Exactly. You gotta have all the entertainment.
No,
there.
Absolutely. So yeah. So that's fall in Texas.
That's fall in Texas.
There's something for everyone.
Yep. And we love it. We absolutely love it. Okay, Tara, we've come to that part in the show.
I hate that.
What are you hating this week?
Okay, so my parents raised me to be someone who stands up for my beliefs, even when they are unpopular beliefs.
Okay.
That being said, I hate pumpkin spice lattes.
Really? This is surprising to me because you used to be a Starbucks like all the time.
I do love Starbucks. Mm-hmm. I will say they can be a bit inconsistent at times, but I do not like pumpkin spice lattes. I like pumpkin candles. Give me all the pumpkin pie. I don't know why. I try to get on board with them every year and I hate them. Gross. Blech.
Okay. Well, let me take that one step further. What do you think about a pumpkin spice white Russian?
Okay. I also hate white Russians.
Me too.
So no, I'm out on
any,
I'm out on
any
that.
Alcoholic drink that has like milk or dairy in it, I'm out. Like I cannot do that.
I've been really nervous to share that on the podcast because I'm afraid that the authorities at Basic White Girl are going to come after me and take away my card. But
because you're supposed to, as a Basic White Girl, you're supposed to like,
yes, pumpkin spice lattes. That's like our thing. Okay. Yoga pants, pumpkin spice lattes. I saw this thing on Pinterest and it says how to catch a white girl. And someone had one of those white plastic laundry baskets, mm-hmm, turned upside down with a pumpkin spice latte underneath it. And then like a rope to pull it. So that way when the white girl goes in, the cage falls down over them.
Okay. What's so funny is 3 months ago, that exact same meme had a white claw under it.
Really?
instead of a pumpkin spice latte, it was a white claw.
Yeah, no. So you guys, I do not like pumpkin spice lattes. I apologize to, you know, the commission at Basic White Girl. That's just not for me. What about you, Matt? What are you hating?
Well, I guess I will say that one of the things that I hate is that being in the area we are, we only get to enjoy this fall weather for about 5 minutes.
That's true.
Because it goes from so bleeping hot,
mm-hmm,
and then it will be so cold.
Yes.
And we literally, it's just, you will start out high school football season in shorts and a t-shirt and just sweating to death.
Yes.
You will be in a parka by the end.
Absolutely.
It's just so insane how fast the fall goes here. I think that's why I love it so much, is because it's just such a short period of time.
Right.
So that's what I hate.
That rounds up fall.
And y'all just remember, we may sound shallow, but the depth is real.
And don't forget to check us out on Instagram at Deeply Shallow Podcast and like Deeply Shallow Podcast on Facebook.
Hey, Tara, we've really enjoyed our podcast experience, but I think we would both agree that creating and launching a podcast is way more than just recording content. We had no idea how much technology could help or hurt a podcast. I mean, we could be spending hours on editing, audio quality, uploading to a hosting service, just to name a few.
Totally agree. We interviewed several companies and couldn't be happier with Riley and his team at Podigy. Their skills, passion, and professionalism have proven to be the best partners for us.
Yeah, that's podigy.co, P-O-D-I-G-Y.co. Right now, they're offering 25% off first month services for new podcasters.